And 6:06, it is fair, 13 degrees in Tulsa. The wind chill this morning is 2 below. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Most Tulsa County schools are open today. We do have some schools that are closed in our immediate area. Collinsville, Skytook, Sperry, and Catoosa are closed today. That complete list is on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. The roads, for the most part, are in good shape this morning once you get out of your neighborhood. The problem is we're still dealing with this bitter cold. Every chair and bed is filled at the John 316 Mission. Tulsa's street people are scurrying to get out of this cold. Mission Director Steve Whitaker says when it is this cold, no one is turned away.
We really take all caps off the number of people that come to the building. The authorities that are that would care understand that we want to get people in and out of this kind of cold. That way we don't lose anybody.
Whitaker says they're in need of hats, coats, blankets, and gloves. He says they also need underwear, and they ask that it not be used. Another killer fire in North Tulsa overnight. It was near Mohawk Boulevard and North Utica. An elderly woman was killed in that blaze. Two others at the home were also injured. The cause of the fire is under investigation this morning. Meanwhile, about 40 people are left homeless following yesterday's apartment fire at the Whispering Oaks Apartments on 11th near Highway 169. Tulsa Fire Captain Stan May says the blaze was right across the street from the Mingo Valley Police Station. He says police officers were the first to spot the flames.
When they came out of their 6:30 meeting, they noticed smoke coming across the street, and they started evacuating the building. And we got on scene. We had fire coming out of two of the apartments.
The blaze spread rapidly. The bitter cold made it a difficult firefight because of ice. Several people were injured in that blaze, but none of the injuries are believed to be life-threatening. Well, no one is injured when a natural gas line explodes in Southwest Creek County. It happened yesterday near Milfay. That's just off Highway 66. The line was apparently operated by One Oak. Residents in the area reported hearing a loud explosion and then could see flames from the area along with thick black smoke. Public hearings are now set on a proposal to give big tax breaks to Macy's for a planned distribution center near Owosso. The deal would forgive about $2 million a year in property taxes. The land is in Tulsa County Commissioner John Smoligo's district. He says such incentives are necessary to lure companies here.
It's a multi-million dollar investment into our community. And without these incentives, these jobs and this investment would have gone somewhere else.
Macy's says the new center will provide more than 1,000 jobs. Public hearings are set for January 21st and February 3rd. Tulsa's Young Professionals announced the 2014 beneficiary of their community partner program.
After donating more than $12,000 raised in 2013 to the Arts and Humanities Council of Tulsa, TyPros will raise money this year for the Tulsa Zoo. 2014 TyPros Chairman Isaac Rocha says supporting the zoo is a good way to get younger people interested in coming to Tulsa.
From a for-profit standpoint, you could say that the BOK Center is a great attraction tool to bring people outside of just the Tulsa region. As a nonprofit, the Tulsa Zoo is going to have that same component, that same factor.
The zoo is working on making its exhibits more immersive, part of a master plan developed in 2012. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunshine and more seasonal today, a high of 41. Partly clear, cold tonight, 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow we start off with clouds, but freezing drizzle develops after lunch and a high of 35. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair and 13, a wind chill of 2 below. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.